today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Suede or the London Suede. Hey everybody, it's Patrick Foster here. Happy 2026 from myself, Jim Linehan, and the whole Rock in the Suburbs community. Hope everybody out there is doing well and had a good holiday. It is a special time of the year here on Rock in the Suburbs, folks. It's time for our best of 2025 selections. That is correct. We are going to kick it off today. As we always do with musical selections from our listeners, we're going to hear from Stephen Routledge in just a minute. And I want to tell you that it's not too late to get your submissions in. I know what's going to happen. You're going to listen to this episode. You're going to listen to Stephen Routledge's picks, and you're going to say, darn it, man, I should have got my picks in. Well, guess what? You've still got this week to do it. That is correct. If you're listening to this episode on the day it's released, it will be January the 5th, 2026, and you still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days. As long as you get them in by midnight on January 11th, you will have beaten the deadline and can be included in our 2025 picks. Believe me, I've previewed some of these, and I'm excited to share them with you. And we'll be keeping a list of everything and make it a playlist too, that it's, once it gets up to a good size, we'll share that out with everybody, to give you something to spin. I also want to say thank you to Stephen. He sent a very nice email and, was into the, last episode we had before our holiday break, which was, some of the best of 2025 classical music. And Stephen actually, in his note shared, his pick for best classical release of 2025 would be Steve Reich, Jacob's Ladder / Traveler's Prayer by the New York Philharmonic on the Nonesuch label. So there's another one to add to your classical playlist or your classical jams that you're getting together. All right, folks, with that, we are going to turn it over now to Mr. Stephen Routledge and his best of 2025 selections.
He's got it.
Hi Jim and Patrick, faithful interns and fellow Rocking the Suburbs listeners. Stephen Routledge here calling in from Stirling with my best of 2025 picks. As with every year, there was an awful lot of great music released. However, my choice of song and album of the year was an easy one. Upon my first listen of Suede's Antidepressants, I immediately messaged my musical mind meld brother, Justin Steiner, to say that Broken Music for Broken People was probably the song of the year, and I haven't resiled from that opinion. It is a song that could immediately be added to a greatest hits collection, and is just so uplifting, both musically and lyrically. My clear song of the year, and by quite some distance.
Through the waiting rooms with shop girls chained.
which leaves me with a bit of a nice problem, because Antidepressants is also my album of the year, which means I get to choose another song from this fantastic album, which I know Kevin Clement also liked, but thought was perhaps not quite as good as its predecessor, Autofiction. I have to disagree with Kevin, as I think this is even an even better album than what was my pick for the album of 2022. It is one of those records that I get more from every time I listen, and really could have picked any song. But if pushed, would choose the epic closer, Life is Endless, Life is a Moment. Now for my Kevin Porter bonus pick based on somebody else's end of year list choice, which I'll be honest is quite a mouthful. We need something a bit snappier maybe to title that. Anyway, in my case, I can thank Metal Hammer magazine and their best progressive metal albums of 2025 list. I will freely admit that this is fairly niche, and I might be the only member of the community perusing that particular list, but as you Americans will want to say, prog metal is very much in my wheelhouse. And thanks to that list, I discovered Norway's Green Carnation and their September release, A Dark Poem Part 1, The Shore of Melancholia. What a discovery to find late in the year. The first of a trilogy of albums forming one whole once complete, Green Carnation are most certainly not lacking in ambition. By turns heavy, melodic, epic, and a little bit preposterous, is I all the things that prog metal should be. My choice would be In Your Paradise. Well, that will do for 2025. By the time this airs, it will no doubt be 2026, so I wish everyone a happy new year and look forward to riding the new music train again throughout 2026. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day. be honest, is quite a mouthful.